more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on 91.5 FM WMIE, Today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour with you, actually 27 minutes and 28 seconds of hearing my melodious voice. is how long I have to share with you the Word of God, and we pray that this Word will be something that challenges you and refreshes you and causes you to be a blessing to those that you come in contact with. So today we want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And I was talking here a couple of weeks ago, a little over two weeks ago, to a gentleman, and this is what he said. He said, "If I was having concrete done, I wouldn't." He said, "I know how to do it, but I wouldn't hesitate at all to have Jits Concrete do the job for me." He said, "I would have them do it over me do it." And that was a person with construction experience. And I tell you, when your peers look to you to do something, that is a very, very high form of appreciation that is being expressed. And I can't give a higher recommendation. I know them personally. I know the type of work that they do. But when construction people acknowledge other construction people, that is a recommendation on a whole other level. And so if you've got a concrete job coming up, maybe you're one of the 18,000 construction sites going on in Brevard County. I don't really know how many there are, but there's a bunch. And you're needing concrete, call the folks of Jits Concrete and have them come out and take care of that problem for you. 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. You'll be glad that you did. So today we want to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. We're two blocks north of 520. We're two blocks south of Merritt Avenue. We are two blocks to the east of Tropical Trail. We're two blocks west of Courtney Parkway and right in the heart of the Merritt Park Place development region. And we would love to have you come and worship Jesus with us so that you too can be a blessing to the people that you come in contact with. And consider this your personal invitation from Pastor Bob. If you do come visit, please say hi. You know, right now the only acknowledgement that I have that you exist are phone calls or emails, or these flashing little lights all over the radio studio here. And so I always look forward to meeting people who've listened and it's been a blessing in their life. So if you do come and visit, please hang around long enough to say hello to me after the service. I would appreciate the privilege of meeting you. Deuteronomy chapter 27 is where we're going to be today. And I'm going to go through this passage. I'm going to read it all the way through, and then we will come back and we will deal with this. Deuteronomy is a series of sermons that Moses preaches to the children of Israel. And in chapter 27, verse number 1, it says this: "Now Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today. And it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord God of your fathers promised you. Therefore it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime, and there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law. Then Moses and all the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, "Take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes which I command you today." And Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, "These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have crossed over the Jordan: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levite shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, 'Cursed is the one who makes a carved, molten image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret.' And all the people shall answer and say, 'Amen,'" with an exclamation point. "Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who perverts the justice to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them, and all the people shall say, 'Amen.'" So Moses begins to address the people of Israel in verse number 1, and he tells them this: keep the commandments which I command you today. Okay? The purpose of a commandment, an imperative, a mandate, is that it should be something that is mandatory for people to do. It's not something that necessarily I can make you do. It's something that there should be on the inside of you, a mandate, a command, a response to the command of God that says, "I'm going to do it because God said it, and he understands things way better than I do." You know, whenever I'm learning a new task, a new assignment, or a new skill, and someone is teaching me, primarily in the, you know, if it's construction related, I'm looking at what they do. In fact, I'm so obsessed with learning how to do things that whenever people are over, I'd just like to stand there and watch them, because most things are not extremely difficult. Most things you just need to know how to do them. And so if I don't know how to do something and someone does, I want to watch them so that I know how to do it the next time. So there's something on the inside of me that wants to develop that skill. So there needs to be something on the inside of us that says we're going to respond with obedience to the commands of God. So I have talked on a number of times about the passage in the New Testament that says that God will, with every temptation, make a way of escape. And I've described how a lot of people interpret that verse to say, you know, at the last minute, if you're being tempted beyond that which you are able to bear, At the last minute, God's going to rip off the roof, reach his hand down there, grab you by the hair, and jerk you out of that situation. And I want you to know that that has not successfully dealt with the temptation. That has just successfully dealt with that incident. See, it is the best way for God to deal with temptation in your life is for him to deal with the inclination of your heart that manifests in your participation in that violation of his command. And so I have taught that a number of times, and I've said, you know, there are things that you could set before me, and they would not be a temptation to me at all. And I want you to know that happened. That happens. I found myself in a situation where, you know, I could have participated in something, but instead I got rid of that, walked away from it. It wasn't enticing in the least. There was nothing about it that had any allure into my life. It wasn't going to happen. You know why? Because God has victoriously taken up residence in that part of my heart, and hopefully the majority of my heart, and working towards all of my heart, where that temptation wasn't there. So Moses said, these are commands. There are a lot of commands, and people say, well, I don't want to live under somebody else's mandate. I don't want people telling me how to do and what to do and when to do. And I understand that. We're not talking about any man, though. We're talking about God. Talking about God. So he goes on and he says, write them down. Take these stones and write these laws down. And then I want you to position the people of Israel. I want you to position tribes on this mountain, and they're going to be responsible or represent blessing. And then I wanted you to position other tribes on the other side, and they are going to represent cursing. We're going to position the priests right in the middle, and when they announce what they're supposed to announce, the people need to respond with amen, or so be it. We understand, we agree, and we acknowledge that this is going to happen. This, by the way, is walking in covenant. Walking in covenant. Walking in covenant means that God has set before us a path of life and a path of death. Path of death. That's easy for me to say. He has set before us a path of blessing and a path of cursing. Path of darkness, a path of light. And he tells us that we have to choose. So when these mandates that we've read are announced, it is very much realistic that there could be people that would choose to be cursed rather than blessed. Okay? So he says, you need to take heed and you need to listen. He says, this day you have become the people of the Lord your God. When you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. By the way, I want to encourage you to make sure that your financial house is in as much order as it can possibly be in. You know, the Bible talks about that the borrower is servant to the lender. And the more our society gets away from God, the more oppressive that relationship is going to be. So I want to encourage you to be as liberated as you can be spiritually, emotionally, financially. I want to encourage you to walk in covenant as the Lord enables you, with covenant with God, covenant with your spouse, covenant with the people of God. So he says, because you belong to God, you should obey his commandments and his statutes. And so he goes on, and I'm not going to talk about all of them. The first one, he says, cursed is the man who makes a carved or molded image in abomination to the Lord. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. This one in verse number 16 caught my attention. It says, cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. Now, in the Ten Commandments, it says, honor your father and mother. It's the first commandment with promise that you might live long in the land. But it says, if you do not, if you treat them with contempt or disdain, then you are not going to be blessed. You're not going to live long in the land. You're not going to prosper. You're not going to enjoy that life. But not only that, you're going to experience a cursed life instead of a blessed life. Instead of living your best life, you're going to be living your worst life. And this is one of the things that I try and communicate to people, and that is this. One of these days, you are going to find yourself in a position where people that you have the opportunity to either treat well or to treat badly, you're going to be in that position, in their position, one of these days. And I want you to have sown good seeds. I want you to have honored your father and mother. I want you to treated them with love, because one day you're going to be in a position where you're on up there in years. And, you know, there's the old joke, hey, be nice to your kids. They're the ones that pick out your nursing home. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about we want to make sure that we honor our father and mother in such a way that our kids learn how to do it so that they will treat us with the honor that we deserve and that will bless them, and they will not live a cursed life. I want to give my kids as few reasons to dislike me as possible. I remember a Tool Time episode where Tim the Tool Man Taylor was having some problems with one of his kids, and he was in the backyard and he was talking to Wilson. I think that was the guy's name. And he was like, I don't understand it. I don't know why my kids are treating me like this. And he said, now, if I remember a little bit about your family, your dad died when you were very young, right? And he said, yes, that's correct. He said, how old were you? And he told him, and, you know, it was younger than his. He said, well, maybe your dad died before you were old enough to hate him. And it kind of caused a light bulb to go off in there. And because kids get to that stage, not so much where they hate their parents, but they're trying to create their own independence, and it's just a little premature, and sometimes it gets a little sloppy and a little messy there. I want to tell you, you want to make sure that you treat the people well that God tells you to treat well so that you live the blessed. Say amen to honor your father and mother so that you will be blessed and live a long, enjoyable life. And that'll be good for you. Okay? It talks about perverting justice by moving the neighbor's landmark. It talks about people who treat disabled people properly. Whether it Bible talks about there were people who would go around and dig ditches so that blind people would fall into them just for their own amusement. And God says, that doesn't make me happy. Verse number 19 says this, cursed is the one who perverts the justice due the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. Here's what I wrote down. It is this, when we tolerate injustice, when we participate in injustice, especially when dealing with the people that we have been assigned to take care of, the fatherless, the widow, and the foreigner are specifically what is talked about here in this passage. God says, injustice causes you to live under a curse instead of living under my blessing and my provision. I want you to see that. When, and I've said this before, when you get farther away from God, who is the source of justice, the example of just, when we get farther away from that, we get to a place where we get away from the blessings that God wants to provide us, and instead we operate without those things in our life, and that's what is truly cursed. Okay? I don't want to miss out on the blessings that God has for me. And we could take to the degrees that you're cursed and all that. We could go down all of that, but quite simply, is there any blessing of God that you want to miss out on? I don't. Okay? I've got there's a lot of other things there that talks about you can experience cursing in your body if you do not maintain yourself in sexual purity. You don't want that. The New Testament says you literally sin against your own flesh. You compromise yourself physically. I don't want that for you. I want you to honor the Lord with your body and use your body as an instrument of righteousness instead of unrighteousness. Verse number 28 or 25, cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. Okay, so I think we can all pretty much come to an agreement there that murder for hire is not a good thing, can't we? Surely we can come to agreement on that. It concludes with this. Moses says, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them. And all the people shall say, amen. So, obedience is not just knowing the command. Obedience is not just acknowledging the command. Obedience is not only doing the command. Obedience says, I'm confirming the words that God has told me to observe. I am doing that, and all the people shall say amen. Now, if I told you how many of you want to be blessed and you want your kids to be blessed and you want your kids after them to be blessed, all of us would pretty much say yes. Now, I was shocked. I heard something a few months ago, and it talked about a culture where the parents and the kids are real. Once they're adults, once they hit 18, the parents pretty much wipe their hands of them, and they consider that they don't have anything else to sow into their life, and all of those relationships are just superficial at best. That's not what God wants. God is looking for a society, for a group of people who will say, you know what? You are God's gift to me. My job is not done when you hit 18. Your job of honoring your father and mother is not done when you hit 18. We're gifts from God to one another for life. For life. And so, My wife and one of my kids were having a text conversation, and I wasn't included on the conversation, but I said what's going on, and she told me, my wife told me, and so I started texting to that child, and they responded well. They had been praying for direction, and I gave them the pastoral and parental insight that I knew, and they texted me back a tweet. My favorite preacher, one of my favorite preachers, is T.D. Jakes. I love some of the stuff that T.D. Jakes brings out. So they sent me a picture of him preaching, and they said, well, that settles that. And I don't understand those animated memes. I don't know how to do them. So I just have to kind of just bob my head up and down and say, I got you. But anyway, they were extremely thankful for the input, because I was going, the words that I shared were designed to keep them from damaging the prospects of them achieving the goals that they said that they wanted to achieve. And God's commands are like that. They're boundaries that God gives us so that we do not deprive ourselves of the blessings of God and position ourselves, instead of being under the fount of blessings, that we find ourselves in a dry and thirsty land. And we find ourselves there out of fellowship with God. I don't want that for you. See, all the people heard it. All the people said amen. And then they went out. And for one generation, they did it. But there was another generation that didn't know why all those words were so important, why all of those things were so important. And it wasn't long until they had reached a point of anarchy where everybody was doing what was right in their own eyes, and God was having to raise up judges in the land to bring them deliverance from all of the oppressors that were coming in. Because whenever God steps back, the oppressors are more than willing to step up. I want you to be part of the group that's on the mountain that represents the blessing of the Lord, not on the other mountain. And all the people shall say, amen, amen. So again, let me take just a moment to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God. Been there for 28 and a half years now. And we're still praying, still studying, still preaching. And we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing, and see if Merit Assembly of God is the church where God would have you to be a blessing to your family and your community. Come check us out 10:30 Sunday morning. God bless you. You have a marvelous, marvelous day, and we will see you back here Monday on the Refresh Radio
Thank you
program.
For tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Take my voice and let